Shalom and welcome to another in our series of podcasts from Temple Beth Am, a dynamic center for conservative Judaism in Los Angeles. This is Meditation and Mindfulness with Rabbi Adam Klickfeld.
Good morning, everyone, to all those who are here in Pilch Hall at Temple Beth Am. Good morning to those who are joining on Zoom from wherever you're joining. Good morning to those who are watching live on Facebook Live. And hello to anyone who's listening to this on the Temple Beth Am podcast series, whenever and wherever you're listening. It's been a long time since we hit our Friday morning meditation. I was traveling for a bit with a synagogue trip to the Balkans, and then two other things got in the way. So it's been quite a while. But I'm back to being committed to spending these 15 minutes with whoever wants to on a Friday morning as a way of grounding ourselves, claiming for ourselves a bit of peace and serenity amidst a very, very troubling world. We talk about this paradox all the time. If you use meditation too much in a utilitarian way in order to be calm, it probably won't work. But if you meditate a lot, there's a good chance you'll be calmer. We're in between Pesach and Shavuot, which means that my meditations, both for myself and the ones that I lead for the community, are often grafted onto the 7x7 chart of the Omer, the period that we count every day from Pesach to Shavuot. Very brief for those for whom this is not a familiar framing. In the Bible, in the Torah, the Omer is an agricultural countdown to the ripening of the barley. The Talmud overlay that a spiritual counting up towards revelation at Mount Sinai. And then the Kabbalist overlaid that with a opportunity to identify with and aspire towards different emanations of God, the Sefirot, and the sub-emanations of Sefirot. So the graph is 7x7. So each week of the Omer has a certain expression of God that we're supposed to be identifying with. And then each day of that week, a subset. And to really get into that on a scholarly level will take weeks, but you need to have some frame to know what we're doing if you haven't done this kind of meditation with me. The first sfira, the first emanation of God that we spend the entire week of the first Omer thinking about is chesed. Chesed is translated in modern Hebrew as compassion, loving kindness. In the Kabbalah, it's really love. It's really about an expression of love, not kindness per se, but love. We are in the third day of the first week, and because these meditations will always be on Fridays, we'll be in the third day of each of the successive weeks. So we're going to spend a lot of time focusing on the emanation of Tiferet, which in modern Hebrew means, and biblical Hebrew means, a crown. What it means in the Kabbalah is more spiritual generosity. The kind of generosity that isn't even earned. So what is Tiferet Sheba Chesed? What sub-aspect of love is Tiferet? It's the offering of love that is hard to offer, that has no restrictions, that you sometimes don't want to offer, even to the person you love. And there are two general ways in which Tiferet Sheba Chesed, offering love in the most generous way possible, are understood, and they're very different. One is the begrudging love you sometimes don't want to offer to the people that you are in a most loving relationship with. We all have that. Spouses, parents, children. There are moments where we feel ourselves stiffening and don't want to offer chesed. Tiferet Sheba Chesed says you must jump over that barrier and offer that. But there's an entirely different one too. Tiferet Sheba Chesed is finding a way to love the people you don't love. Finding a way to love the people that you struggle with deeply. Sometimes this is just the small interpersonal stuff of the people in your life who are hard to be with. Sometimes, particularly in the era which we live in now, when there are so many categories of people that we are really, really struggling to have any compassion for, have any understanding about, we bristle, we circle the wagons, I do it. On this day, I'm trying to do it less. Tiferet Sheba Chesed. The voices out there calling for hatred of the Jew, protesters on campus who are so lost, people in governments around the world who are calling us to task for things we think we're not guilty of. It's very hard to love them, even like them, even not hate them. On this third day of the Omer, trying for that, just trying to do it 2% more than you can, is the spiritual practice. So with that in mind, I know there was a long intro, but I needed to give you that frame. I invite you all to close your eyes. And already fall into the magic of what it means to have your eyes closed, but not with an intention to sleep. You're temporarily closing off the world to one of your senses with the thinnest of membranes, just the skin of the eyelid. But you're in a different place. It's also possible to meditate with your eyes open. Some people do that. To have such mind control that you can move yourself into this realm, even with that sense operating. We don't turn off our ears. We don't turn off touch. You can't turn off smell. So some people say a higher form of meditation is not closing your eyes, rather focusing on one spot and allow even that limited vision to escort you to this deep place. Make sure you've claimed your position with intentionality, with your feet flat on the ground in front of you, your hands on your legs, if they can be. Your back straight and noble and strong. And the rest of you drooping like a weeping willow, hanging, heavy, letting all of your limbs and all of your organs and all of your skin just take the position that they want to take. Start breathing deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth, turning the automatic into the luxurious. You will breathe whether or not you think about it. But if you think about it, you can really breathe. If you think about your breath, nishima, you can really enliven your spirit, nishama. Same word. Chesed. You giving love to someone else. Love that takes on many forms. In the modern world, in the ancient world, love meant and means many things. Whatever the word means to you, this is the week where you marinate in it, focusing on what you are offering and not receiving. You're offering chesed to the world, to the loved ones in your life. Tiferet Sheba Chesed, not just love, but generous love. No strings attached love. Hard to do. Love. Tiferet Sheba Chesed. Love the ones that you don't want to love. And love the ones you do love, but you're having a hard time doing it now. Tiferet Sheba Chesed addresses those closest to us who are in our loving sphere, but sometimes we resist. And Tiferet Sheba Chesed addresses the ones farthest from us who we dislike, we might even hate. Today, using the power of our minds, we draw one step closer, one breath more generous. One step forward, expecting nothing in return. Tiferet Sheba Chesed. The hardest and most exquisite love that exists. When you're ready, you can start ascending to the surface, trying to bring some of where you were, and I mean these words very intentionally, who you were in those meditative moments, with you for the rest of the day on some level. And we'll say the closing meditation prayer three times together. May we and all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May we all be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. May we all experience true happiness that has no taint of suffering. May we live in great equanimity, free from burdening attachment to loved ones and contempt for others, but rather with compassion for all. May we and all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May we all be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. May we all experience true happiness that has no taint of suffering. May we live in great equanimity, free from burdening attachment to loved ones and contempt for others, but rather with compassion for all. May we and all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May we all be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. May we all experience true happiness that has no taint of suffering. And may we live in great equanimity, free from burdening attachment to loved ones and contempt for others, but rather with compassion for all. And I say to you all, Shalom, and Shabbat Shalom, and Namaste. And I hope it's a peaceful Shabbat, and that you find some Tiferet Shabbat Chesed. We'll be back next week for this, in addition to seeing each other hopefully many times in between.
You have been listening to another in our series of podcasts from Temple Beth Am, a dynamic center for conservative Judaism in Los Angeles. If you enjoy these podcasts, we invite you to write a review on the Apple Podcasts site or wherever you get your podcasts. For more information about Temple Beth Am Los Angeles, go to tbala.org.